Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
Hey, guys.
It's
happening. With Snooki and Joey.
Grockle me.
No. Welcome. Happy Friday, everyone. Welcome to It's Happening Podcast with Snooki and Joey.
Sup, bitches.
Are you
I was so busy this morning. I was running around in my attic being a little elf, wrapping all the kids' presents. And I just realized that I got a ton for Giovanna, a ton for Angelo. And then I'm like, what am I going to get Lorenzo? So now I still have to continue to go shopping. It's just, it's not great. It's not great.
Well, welcome to everyone. Everyone grab a Kiki cocktail and start the ho-ho-ho down. Snooki, are you in a Christmas village? Is that your backyard?
Yeah, I'm here. I'm in my backyard. I have the hot tub jacuzzi over there. Santa's coming over in a little bit. I have eggnog. I didn't drink yet because I want to be responsible with Santa.
I'm going to have a light.
But Rocky's here, and Rocky's alive, everyone.
Well, now what happened? Now, Rocky went into surgery. She had gender reassignment surgery, correct?
Basically, Rocky doesn't have balls anymore. So he got rid of his balls. He got rid of 6 teeth. And then he had a hematoma they had to cut off. So he literally did like 3 surgeries. And I was hysterical. Like, you know, I like crying. Like, crying's fun. But I don't remember ever crying like this. It was like hysterical, like dramatic. Like, I was 5 years old. Like a toddler cry, you know, like when they have a tantrum and they're really upset.
Yeah.
That's exactly how I was crying.
Well, I have a question. Oh, that's better.
He's alive and he's well. And thank you, everyone, for your thoughts and prayers at this time and for respecting our privacy. But he's doing amazing.
Wait. Do dogs' teeth fall out like kids' teeth?
I don't think so.
So then why do you have to have his teeth pulled? He's 5 years old.
Because he's a mixed breed of a freaking poodle and shih tzu. And shih tzu's teeth are like, they have like an underbite. And it was just shifting his other teeth. So they had to take out the top 6 teeth so then he can have his nice bite.
But how would you even know that the teeth were messed up? The lady told you?
The doctor. He's a vet. That's what he went to school for.
So he looked at his teeth and said, yo, that sounds like a scam to me.
No, he's really good friends with Anthony. And a lot of people know him from town.
Is it Anthony's uncle?
No, it's his friend. They know each other.
His uncle's a veterinarian.
Oh, yeah. It's not his uncle. He's younger than Aunt.
Oh.
But everyone knows him. He's amazing. And thank God I found him because I don't trust people. I don't trust people, especially with my animal. Like, you need to, like, know what you're doing because I do know some vets are shady. And they're like, oh, we need to do, like, all this shit to your dog and your cat. And really, they don't really need it. They just want to freaking make a buck. Well, so definitely not with St. Francis. So shout out to Rocky's doctor. You're amazing. I love you. I sent them an edible arrangement today because I was so dramatic about Rocky.
Oh, my God. Now, Snooki, you actually went to veterinarian school prior to the Hershey Shore, correct?
I did. I wanted to be a vet tech, and it was really hard. Like, I know nursing is like really hard, but being a vet tech, you have to learn like every single animal, and they have different things going on. When you're a nurse, that like, you're only, you know, learning about like people. Do you know what I mean? So like when you go to school to like learn about animals and trying to save animals, you're learning about all these fucking species. It was very hard, not gonna lie.
So species and crest. So teeth not, what's a hematoma?
Hematoma, it happened in his, it's like a blood clot or something like that. But
where?
it was on his umbilical cord.
What?
Yeah. And then so obviously, you know, they cut the umbilical cord when he's born and then it just got stuck in his body. But it wasn't like dangerous or anything. But he had like a big bump like right before his bichi. So he had to cut that off and then pop the balls out and then pop 6 teeth out. Do you want to see him?
Yeah. Is he on drugs?
A little bit, but I got him. So he didn't like the cone. I knew he wasn't going to like the cone. So I got him the surgical pajamas. So he doesn't like his beachy. He's so cute.
I saw that blue thing that says.
Something around it.
Oh, he's in the snow. Snoopy's outside. Hi.
Say hi, Joey.
Hi, wee wee.
Oh, he's on drugs.
Stop, you too sweepy.
Oh.
Stop, he's high.
Froggy. Say hi, Joey.
Hi,
Hey, where'd you go? Hello? Pee-pee. Ew. I was like, oh my god, are we ghosts? Stop, look.
Are you okay, peepee? Oh, you are?
He's okay, everyone.
I gotta come see my dog. I gotta see that peepee dog. He's only
20. I can't.
Stop.
So the way I was so dramatic with him, I can't imagine him ever passing away because I'm literally going to be suicidal. I'm not kidding.
Hi, peepee. Can I come to your house?
It's Joey. Hi, Joey, come over for Christmas Eve.
I want to see Santa. Hi, peepee. Stop. He's looking.
Isn't he cutest? I know.
Is he looking?
All right, I'm going to let you rest. I'm going to come lay back down. So that's that. Rocky is recovering. And I was so nervous because Giovanna has a cheer competition this weekend. And I was like, oh my God, I'm going to leave him. Like, what if a stitch pops open or he gets infection and then I'm not here? But he's doing amazing. And then Giovanna has a competition. And then literally Christmas is like next week.
I know. I have to.
What's happening?
I have so much to do today. Literally, I'm like having I couldn't even sleep last night. And then I had.
Did you work today?
No, I didn't work.
Oh, you're off from Barstools?
Well, no, I'm working remotely today from my potato barn couch. Oh, my couch came.
Oh my God, it's so cozy. Wait, you guys, I went to Joey's apartment.
I know. Wait, look at my couch.
So cozy. You guys, when I sat on it, it's like a freaking cloud. It's so squishy. I hate things. I hate couches and beds that are hard and they're just like firm. I hate it. I need like a cloud. I need squish. And Joey's couch is squishy and so cozy.
I want to say thank you to John Michael Designs and thank you to Potato Barn. Go to Potato
Barn. I'm next.
I thought I was saying Pottery Barn, but yeah, Snoopy's next. But literally, it's the nicest couch I've ever. I've never owned anything this nice. This is like the equivalent of like a house or a car. It's like the most
expensive thing I've
ever owned. So thank you to Potato Barn. If you're looking for exquisite furniture and like design styles, it's like the best thing ever. I think they're based in Arizona. So you can go get a cactus and a couch all in one day. So make it
Arizona or Florida?
I think it's Arizona. Maybe the tri-coastal. I don't know.
Oh, maybe it is Arizona.
Yes, thank you.
I was just in Arizona. I should have went over.
Thank you, Potato Barn, for my couch. Thank you, John Michael Designs, for custom making this. I cannot be more. Oh, look at how pretty. I didn't even get close up. Be so great. Thank you.
Can I see the thread?
Yeah, I'd be honored.
Let's look at the thread. Oh yeah, baby.
Look
that
at
that is a cozy couch.
It's like a linen. This is the sugar shack.
Wait. Pretend you're on QVC Russia.
Okay. Now, I want to take a look at the thread count here. Now, this is actually a triple weave. Okay. Now, this is a crochet.
Beautiful.
Triple. I know. Now, this is going to be durable. If you have your children, you have pets, this is going to be stain resistant. This is going to hold up to anything you have
going. Oh, so if you spill some wine, it rolls off?
I haven't tried it yet, but I don't want to ruin it a chance, but I'm assuming.
No, yeah.
Okay. This is a performance fabric. I'm not sure if it's going to roll off or not, but I'm not chancing it. But yeah, if you are into luxury and you love coziness and kikiness, and this pillow, like, you can kill someone. This is heavy. It's like, if this was a storm, if there's a brisk wind.
Oh, I know.
Or a tornado, my couch ain't going.
Yeah, that's like a dead body.
Yeah. So yeah, this is the nicest thing I've ever owned. I actually don't own it, but it's on lease. The nicest thing I ever had. So thank you, Potato Barn. But I've been thrown into a fucking full-blown holiday party. I didn't even ask for it. It just happened. And now I have 17 or 18 people coming to my house for a
dinner. When?
Tonight.
Tonight?
Well, tomorrow, but it's like, we're Friday. Tonight.
Who's coming over?
Oh, my God. So my friends are in town. My friends are in town from out of town. They used to live here.
What friends?
My friends, Eric and Aaron. They live in Michigan, and they're, I think you met them before. They are here visiting, and then everyone's, like, in town for Christmas. My other friends, their mom's in town, who I love. Their mom's, like, the best thing in the world. Every time we hang out, I cry and hold her hand, because I feel like mommy's inside of her. And she like sits there and she goes and rubs my hand and hugs me and lets me cry on her. She's like the best woman in the world, Kay, Mama Kay. And Lear and all her kids and Gagliates. So now I had to call the ladies. I had to hire two women to come to work the party tomorrow because I can't be, I need people to clean and serve hors d'oeuvres and I need all that stuff.
What? Who are you?
I know. And then I need to, I don't have a buffet table. So I have to go to Home Depot and try to get a 5 foot. I wanted a 5 foot buffet table. I can only find 6 foot in stock to put over that thing over there. That unsightly, that thing.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
Unit. So I'm going to cover that with a buffet table until I can have, there's a guy's building something around there, but he hasn't done it yet. So I'm kind of have to cover that temporarily. So it doesn't look ugly. I need someone to put the food.
Where do you find people to serve in your house?
My cleaning ladies, they also do entertainment.
Your cleaning ladies are servers as well?
Yeah, well, they do everything. They're like, they're personal ladies.
What?
They'll do anything.
Well, they're not going to show up in like black and white and like,
yeah, be they were leaders? They wear a dress shirt and a black vest.
Oh, multitaskers. I love it.
Well, they're fat because the thing is, they're going to still be like helping up. But I need someone to like, you know, like help me when I'm trying to put all the hors d'oeuvres out to like, you know, get like, after we put them all on the tray, put them out on the table, and then like all the baking sheet is like fucking all in the sink and that looks ugly. When you have a small house like this, like everyone's in one room. So it's like, you don't have,
yeah,
you can't hide the mess and the clutter. So it's like, I want things to like be pretty.
Yeah. They should just stay in the kitchen and make sure it's clean and keep, you know, like operating the kitchen, making drinks.
Come back out, like his glasses, like go rogue. They find the wine glass around the house. They clean it and put it back out so people can reuse it. It's just like something to keep it like moving because.
So where are you going to get your dining table and extra chairs?
I'm not going to, it's not a sit down dinner. It's going to be like a hors d'oeuvres.
Oh.
Time is precious and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
My dining table, once the Christmas tree leaves, I'm going to put the round table there. And then I have to have someone, I need some to do custom shelving. I don't know who does that. If anyone has a custom, go to customshelves.com. I need custom
shelving. Like built-in?
Kind of. Like I want it hanging on the wall, but it's such a strange shaped wall. And I want something like a solution to cover that ugly thing over there. I'll show you again. Like that ugly thing.
I don't like that Target painting.
That's not staying. That's I found in the garbage. That's just, I'm throwing that out today.
It's ugly.
I found it in the garbage.
Oh, clearly.
But that's not staying. So I need solutions for that wall. And then I have to get my lamps and I nothing's here. I've only been in here like a month. So but I've done a lot. But I need to get everything sorted. Ooh, now I have to go all the way downtown. Do you want to see what's on my list? I have to get.
Oh, you're a nightmare. Oh.
I'm making freezer cocktails. Girls, this is my one tip. Listen up, Crusaders. If you're having people over for the holidays, you want to have like craft cocktails, you have to make them ahead. There's nothing worse unless you're a bartender or you're like, are you like being in the kitchen, like shaking up drinks and like making each cocktail or like, and doing the batches. No one has, ain't nobody got time for that. This is called a freezer door cocktail and you can do it with anything.
Ooh.
I'll tell you about it. So for dirty martinis, if you want to do a dirty martini, you get like a bottle, you have to get like the empty bottles, have it on Amazon, like empty glass bottles that have like a plug that you can keep in the freezer. They're not going to, not going to bust or like, you know, break. You get those and then you get a funnel. That's the first thing from Amazon you need. You get the bottles, glass bottles that have a cap or a closure and a funnel. And
then a closure.
All you need. So then for the dirty martini, if you want to do that, you take your vodka or your gin, you put that in there and however you mix it, you do your olive juice and your vermouth. And then you add a little bit of water because you're not going to be shaking these. And normally when you shake vodka or gin martinis, the ice dilutes it. So that's why yours was so strong because I didn't shake it good enough.
No, but I loved it. I needed it. Good.
So then
after that freaking car ride, which we'll talk about.
I know. You put a little water in there because that's going to act like that melted ice. And then you put it, shake it up and put it in your freezer. And then when someone comes, you just have your ice cold glass that you may also have in the freezer. And then you just pour the ice cold martini right into the glass and garnish it. And then you have a perfect martini that you don't have to shake or make anything extra. That's a dirty martini. I'm also doing with cosmopolitans because it's Christmas. I'm doing cranberry cosmopolitans. Well, it's not a cranberry cosmopolitan. All cosmopolitans have cranberry, but I'm decorating it with sugared cranberries on a skewer. So it looks like snow, looks like, you know, holly berries or whatever the fuck it is for Christmas. So I'm doing, you know,
holly berries.
Cosmo in one of them. I'm doing a dirty martini in one. And then I'm making, it's very off season. And I just thought of it, but I came up with I don't want to tell about it yet, but I have a very special recipe I'm making that I don't want to say yet because I know I invented it. And if someone steals it from me, I'm going to sue. But I'm making a very
special
martini. I can't tell you. I'll tell you later. A special martini, but yeah, put them all in your freezer and then you have everything you need to go for make craft cocktails. Even if it's a cocktail you serve over ice, like just have it ready and then you can put in a big pitcher and then you can just take the pitcher without ice in it and then have a big bowl of ice next to it. And then everyone just makes their cocktails and it's like not a messy thing and it's like easy. The party keeps going and you don't have to worry about that. That's one thing I'm doing. What else did I have to do?
Sounds like a lot, Joe.
Flowers. I haven't even thought about food yet. Like I haven't even gotten to the food. So that's why I need the ladies to come because I can't be responsible for all this.
Yeah. Well, that sounds like a fun time.
Yeah. So it's going to be holiday, a little holiday kiki, but then also I have my for real tonight, I have my work Christmas party for Barstool tonight.
Ooh.
I know.
Where's that?
It's at a bar downtown. They rented out this like club thing and like,
oh, that'll be fun.
So they rented the whole place out. So we're going there tonight, but I'm trying not to get messy tonight. Cause I have my fucking huge event. I have to throw tomorrow morning.
Well, you just have a mimosa and you'll be fine. You're definitely going to get messy. Those kids are five. When you're with them, you act like you're five.
I know. Oh, Bay's holiday party's tonight as well.
Oh, he's messy.
I know. Children.
He's so messy.
At Snoopy. So, yeah, so Snoopy came over for the first time. What did you
do? Yes, I came over. And so what were we doing? Oh, it was our friend Opal's Christmas party. Sorry, I have to make this stupid graphic. So it was our friend Opal's Christmas party that we always go to. It's at his mom's house. Literally just so much fun. Like, I love his family. And we're all, like, besties. We're so close. So I wanted to go and see Joey first because Joey's close to, you know, Opal's house where the party was. And I haven't seen Joey's apartment yet. So I was so excited, got into the car. I was like, you know, I'm going to go to Joey's and we'll have like 2 hours to hang and then we'll go to the party. Bitch, I was in the car for 5 hours. I had no idea that it was SantaCon and then all the traffic with everybody trying to get into the city to see the freaking tree. Like, oh my God, I've never seen it before. I was in the car for 4 hours. I'm not even kidding you. And I was like, oh my God, like I should have brought a road soda first of all. And now I'm going to be at Joey's for only like 20 minutes because then we got to get to the party. It was a freaking nightmare, let me tell you. But I saw the Grinch and I saw a ton of Santas, which was nice. And I saw the Macy's lights and everything. So it was pretty. It was a nice ride. But Joey's apartment, right when I got there, I was like, bitch, martini now.
Yeah. I made my martini. I shook it right up. But I didn't have a freezer.
It was really good. And then Joey had all these friends over and... It was like a party. Joey literally left his house with like 10 people in it.
10 people in the house. I said,
like, all right, clean up.
They did such a good job cleaning up, though, by the way. Do you know that Entree went out with them afterward?
You're lying.
No. They got in a cab together. They were partying all night together.
No.
Yes. Entree was hanging out with 23-year-old children.
I cannot.
But yeah, Opal's party was so much fun. Jenny J. Well actually made out to the party. A lot of people were concerned of her well-being, but she showed up. She showed out.
Oh, yeah. J-Wow came.
Big on in a sweater dress. It was Yuletide greetings all around.
Oh, yeah. She was definitely dressed up. I feel like I was not dressed up.
Well, that's good. We know what to expect. It's very chill. Uncle Nino was there whiling out.
How much fun.
They had that ice sculpture. That's a new thing everyone's doing now. If I had the space, if I had the square footage, I would have an ice sculpture. They get these ice luges. And this one was shaped like the Christmas story, like the leg lamp. And you pour vodka down the top of it, and then you put a little spout, and you put your mouth on it. I mean, it's a breeding ground for COVID, but, you know.
Oh, totally. And I heard COVID is going around again. And the people that I know that had it, it's straight diarrhea. It's like diarrhea and vomiting, like projectile. So if you do get it, you're going to lose a few pounds before Christmas.
So COVID is now a stomach virus?
Well, yeah, those are the symptoms now. I feel like back in the day, what was it?
You like symptoms.
It was more of like a fever and chills. And then like you lost your taste and everything. This one going around, at least around here, it's literally stomach bug, diarrhea, shit your pants.
Oh, I don't want to do that.
It's a nice cleanse.
I do like losing weight, but I don't want to throw up anywhere. Especially
it's a nice cleanse.
What was I going to tell you? Christmas shopping. I started yesterday. Like, you know, like Bay doesn't want to do presents this year. I think he feels bad because I like spent so much money on this.
Oh, I just got your present.
Did it come in the mail?
It's either, well, I'm going to give it to you when you're here.
Yeah, physically,
so Joey either wanted this freaking Dyson vacuum for like $5,000. I'm like, cool. Or he wanted a nice espresso machine for like $2,000. So I literally just decided to get one like randomly.
Okay, good. Is it going to be a physical gift I can take home with me?
Yeah.
It's not going to be a piece of paper? I hate that.
Well, the 1 year I literally paid for your tit surgery.
Oh, yeah.
It was right by Christmas. So that's why you got the paper.
No, no, I know. But I have Poppy actually out. So I'm trying to find your present, the right one. I went to like to go find it in the city at these stores. And it's like, they're like, that's how they, when you go to fancy stores like that, they like try to upsell you and you get shitty diamonds and shitty things like that for like a crazy amount of money. I want like beautiful.
I know.
Beautiful. That's why I have to go to a real like a mom and pop jewelry store where they have like beautiful like real things.
Oh wait, you don't have to get that anymore.
What?
Gianni got it.
Come on, that's my one gift. I ordered it. I didn't order it.
No, you didn't.
I didn't
cancel.
The Poppy's going to the jewelry sale. So now I need a new gift.
No, yeah, no. Gianni got it for me. Because okay. He needed something for me, so he needed to get that.
Did he go back to the jewelry store and give them my necklace?
No, we went today to another jewelry store and we got it. It's beautiful. So I don't know what you should get me. No.
I'll get something else like that. Not the same ring. Not a ring, but you like diamond jewelry.
I do.
You have enough diamond jewelry.
No, you can never have enough diamond jewelry.
Or what else do you want? Should I ask
this? I don't know. I really don't want anything.
Well, don't tell
me. I don't
know. But I'm excited to have presents. I got Gianni a present, did I tell you?
No, what you get him?
Does he listen to the podcast?
I don't know, maybe.
I got him something for golfing.
Ooh, so did I.
I sent him, I saw something, he's going to know what it is. It's just a stocking stuffer. But I was on the internet the other day and I saw this like fun like thing on like TikTok of this like, and all the golf people on the course are like freaking out. It's the coolest like thing. Everyone's like, it's like a trick, a golf course trick. So I sent it to him. He goes, oh my God, let's go or something. So then I was like, you know what? That's cute. Why don't I just get that for him? He looked excited about it. So I've got it for him. Mm. Waiting for it to come in the mail.
Yeah, Gianni's easy. He's literally, it's either like golf stuff, stuff for the garage, fishing.
Yeah.
Or just like nice cozies.
Yeah.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
I got two things for Bay. Bay wants luggage. So, oh my God.
Luggage?
No, because he doesn't have a suitcase. He doesn't have to always borrow mine. So guess what I did?
See, what I hate now that we're older. You want a fucking vacuum for Christmas. He wants luggage. I'm like, I still want diamonds.
Yeah.
Oh, fucking luggage and a vacuum.
Wait, so I don't know if this is working, if we're working there this week, but I was like, I need luggage. And I was like, what's my best? I was like,
working where?
So I was like, wait a second. I was like, I was going to Bloomingdale's getting for luggage. I said, what do I do? I said, base luggage is the fucking best luggage ever. I love my base luggage. So it's
like, that's the same. I use it for cheer trips all the time.
My favorite.
So I use my dirty bag, my dirty laundry bag.
Yeah, so I went and I forgot. So I was on the website and I was like, I was just about to check out. I was like, oh my God, I'm such a dumb fuck. I said, we have a discount code. So I enter code Snooki. And I got 30. I got 30% off or something like that. I got like $40 off the
phone. Say.
I totally forgot. So I've like, because we have so many like deals that we do, we gotta start like promoting those more because I totally forgot. Like we have to look at what our deals are right now and then tell our crusaders what Christmas presents to buy because literally it saved me so much money. And I was like, and it's the best present ever. I was like, because I want the same.
I know.
It's like, oh, you want that one? So anyway, so I got the base carry on for him, and yeah, use code Snooki, and I got fucking like so much money off.
There you go.
That. He wants a coat, a winter coat. So I went to Bloomingdale's for that. And I think I want to go.
Oh, would you get it? He looks like a pea coat kind of guy. He
wants like a pea coat, like a cashmere, like kind of like overcoat thing for like, because he has to go dressed up for work. He doesn't want to like have his like, you know, like his Carhartt jacket. He wants like, you know, a nice jacket for his fancy clothes. So I'm going to get him that. And then I got him. I hope he doesn't listen to this. I don't think he does.
No.
I don't want to say. I'll say, I don't care. And then I got him these new glasses that have secret cameras in them. They're from Ray-Ban.
For what? To spy on people?
Oh, it's like you make cool videos. Like you make like cool videos of like from your perceptions. Like it's like glasses that have these cameras in the HD cameras in them. And like, like, you know, like you can like go live with them on, you can like do like all kind of fun things with them. And if he doesn't like them, I'll wear them.
Oh yeah. You would go live all the time.
Yeah. Or to record like, people like, I'm recording for my protection, not yours. On my back. So I got that, and just like some knickknacks. I got like things to put under the tree. The tray.
I think I'm gonna move, but keep going.
To where?
I'm gonna go upstairs and charge. Oh, because I'm 5%. All right, keep talking.
I was looking online at TikTok, and basically, like, everyone's taking these videos of the malls and like stores in the malls and things like that, completely desolate. Like back in the day, like Black Friday was like fucking wild. Like people were sleeping outside like animals. And then they would like...
Yeah, Black Friday is so different now. It's not the same.
Yeah, people literally died on Black Friday because getting stampeded to get like...
Literally.
Get a Tickle Me Elmo like in the middle of the mall, like a strip mall. Nowadays, so, like everyone's saying like, that's the question of the week. Is indoor in-store shopping a thing of the past? Is it a piece of history?
That's why like when I go and see malls are like dead. And it makes me sad because I used to love going to the malls when I was like in middle school and high school. And now when you go, it's just like, nobody's there. Half the stores are closed and empty. Just like sad to see.
Well, that before we had internet and phones, that's how you met guys. That's how you'd meet people. Like we'd get dropped off at the mall and that was your Friday night. You went out, that's where you went out. You know, you'd go like, go try and close.
Oh yeah, with your friends, yeah.
You go to the movies, you go to the food court, you do all this shit and at the best time. And that's where you like meet guys and get fingered behind the dumpsters and like buy thongs and put them buy thongs with your, and tell your parents you didn't buy anything.
Did you ever used to steal from the mall?
Not from the mall, but I would, no, I was just scared to steal. And now I steal, but like back then I would never.
I stole a couple pairs of underwear from H&M once.
Why is everyone always steal? Was it a thong?
No, I think it was like the nice booty shorts. Cause I was never like a thong girl. I always liked the nice booty shorts. Like, I just didn't like it up my butt. So me and my friends, we dared each other to steal a couple pairs of underwear. And we went to the dressing room and we put it on and then we walked out and we were shitting our pants.
I could never.
I think I was like, I don't know, eighth grade, ninth grade.
That's just, no, I don't really. No,
can I get arrested now for it?
Yeah, they'll probably come after you.
Oh my God.
I never really, now, like when I said I steal now, I don't steal. What I do is if I'm at self checkout, I will ring something up as something that's not. Like, you know, I'll
say
like.
That's stealing. See, no, it's now
not. I'm not a fucking cashier. It's like, if do your job, bitch.
No. So I believe in karma now. I'm like old and wise.
You stole pennies.
I'm a wise bird. No. If I know that that's wrong as I'm doing it, like I know karma is going to come and get me. And it could be like freaking Rocky getting run over. Just because
parsley?
No, I don't know.
I'm buy for parsley. Maybe like if you like.
So I always do self-checkout at Walmart because I just love it and I pretend I work there and I'm like, like I play scenarios in my head. And I walked out of Walmart and I had my Gatorade underneath the cart and I forgot to scan it. And I got to my car and I was like, holy shit, I didn't pay for this. And I was like thinking in my head, should I just run away now because I didn't pay for it? You know what I did, bitch? I walked back in and I said, I forgot to pay for this and I paid for it. And then I left. So I know that I have no bad karma and nobody's coming
to
get me.
They knew who you were. So they would be like, oh, you know, Snoopy came in and she's actually a stand-up citizen.
No, they have no, when I go to Walmart, I'm literally, my hair is like in a bun, in a hat. I have my mask on and I'm like, hello.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, get me through the line.
See, like, I only feel comfortable doing it with like things that are going to go bad and like rot anyway. So if it's like a perishable thing, like parsley, I don't feel bad ringing it up as something like not parsley. I ring like fancier vegetables up for shitty vegetables. So like if it's gonna go bad anyway, it's gonna rot in the thing. I don't feel bad of like, you know, a small price change of 39 cents. But it's more just like the I have to like do all this work, especially when you're ringing up your own produce. You have to type all the shit in. It's like, girl, I need to be compensated for my time. So I
know you're
like.
You're literally gonna go to jail.
Or like if it's a lemon, that's like I'll get like real lemons. I'll get organic lemons and ring it up as real lemons. Like that's like a rush. It's like, woo. Oh my God. That's an alarm? The cops are here.
Gianni's here. No, Rocky, you can't jump off the bat. I've been yelling at the dog all day. Cause like he's so used to like hearing that alarm and he knows like the kids are home.
or somebody's here. So he jets downstairs. But the vet said, like, no jumping. Like, I've been carrying him like a baby.
And
it's such a sin. When I brought him home, Angelo was here, and Angelo was like getting upset because I was holding him and like giving all my attention to him. And I'm like, Angelo, stop it. Like, I was ignoring my 4-year-old for my dog.
Well, he's younger.
Like, I think that's an issue.
The dog's younger. She's only 6 months old.
He's only 1 year. He's an infant. He's still in diapers.
But yeah, the mall, no one's in the mall shopping anymore. Everyone's shopping online. That's what the best thing is. I don't have to go to the store. Like, I went shopping yesterday. Like, I went, even like Bloomingdale's, my happy place, I went there. And it's so disappointing when you do that, because you know, like, there's a chance they're not going to have it in stock, and you're just like kind of buying whatever you see and hoping it's there, but it's like easy. But like, you know, like, I feel guilty doing because I know, like, I don't want any of this. These aren't the shit I really actually want. I'm just buying it because it's convenient and I'm right there. So I feel like I'm wasting money by shopping in store. Like, unless it's something I'm going there specifically to get, I feel just like, you know, browsing around and grabbing some random shit that I didn't come for is like wasting money.
Yeah. The only time that I really go to the mall now is the one near me. And I only go in there for Bath and Body Works, because I'm going in there to get my refills for my car. What's it called? My car thingies. Mm-hmm. The car refreshers. I get those. I get my soaps. I only go to the mall to get like Bath and Body Works. So, and they always see me. They're like, you're back. I'm like, yeah, I'm going to spend like $300. Like, I love going to Bath and Body Works, smelling all the candles and like getting all the soaps and everything. And yeah, that's the only time I ever go to the mall. Unless like we're going to Short Hills and I'm going to get a Gucci.
Yeah. I have a question. It's randomly off topic. In a half bathroom, like a guest bathroom that has no shower, just has a toilet and a sink.
Yeah.
Is there a need to have a rug on the ground? I feel like I need my guest bathroom needs a rug, but there's no, your feet would never be wet in there. So I just like, what do you think?
Yeah, you don't need a rug.
It just feels like
unfair. I think a rug would be more like an aesthetic.
Not like a, that's like, not, like, not a, like a bath mat. Yeah.
Yeah. You don't need it.
Okay. I'm overthinking things.
Yeah. Don't over decorate.
Yeah. True that. Oh yeah. I have some fun facts for you. Do you know what I found out yesterday?
That you're obsessed with me?
No. Do you know that you can microwave metal?
No, you can't. It starts a fire.
I know. That's what, so I thought.
It sparks.
No, I thought.
I've done it before. It goes.
No. Well, that's what I thought. There's certain types of metal that can go in the microwave. And it's not about what type, not the type of metal. It's the shape of the metal. Isn't that the craziest thing?
Who said that?
I learned about it. So I was online yesterday, and there's this company. I forget the name of the company, but it's like this mic, it's like they're all, it's like all microwavable things, and it's about like you're supposed to be like cooking in the microwave, like that's the vibe with it. And they have like a metal ring around it. I was like, how the hell are they microwaving that metal lid with a thing on it? Oh my god. And I found out it's the shape of the metal. If the metal is round, you can microwave it because the waves, a microwave, it's actual waves. And if it has.
Are you a scientist?
No, so I read yesterday. I was online figuring it out. The waves go like this. And if it's round, it won't affect the spark. If it's pointed or has a sharp edge, like a fork, like you microwave a fork, it'll start sparking. If you microwave a spoon, yeah, it won't spark. But you can microwave a metal bowl and it won't spark.
Oh, bitch, you're a scientist.
I learned this thing and I had no idea. Google it. Everyone's going to be blown away. I found out this.
It sounds like a hypothesis. We should test it.
I can't test it in my new home. I'll do it like at work or something, but like not at the house.
Can you imagine you tested it and then you burn the whole building down?
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
Well, no, I'm saying you have to Google what you're going to think, but if it's round edges, like if it's a round bowl, metal bowls you can do. You can't do anything with a sharp edge, like, or like a point. So like, that's why, like if you have a Chinese food container, those are like corners and pointed. If it's rounded, it won't spark. I guess the waves are like, they have to be able to, the round waves, a microwave.
Is that why it's called microwave?
Yes, they're waves.
There's fucking waves.
Small waves, microwaves. Going like this.
You know, you learn something new every single
Isn't
day.
Isn't that crazy? This is part of your science test.
Do you know what I learned the other day, which I had no idea? The freaking can opener. You always think that, like, you attach it to the top and then you go around.
Yeah.
No, the way I saw it, you put the magnetic part not on the side. You put it on the top. And then once you go around, it just like pops off on top instead of like trying to get it out. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, so it acts like a smooth edge so you don't cut your fingers off it.
Right.
But to all can openers,
I had no freaking idea.
Do all can openers do that? It's just like special kinds.
No, I think like the can opener where you wind it. See that? No idea.
How crazy.
And then there's something in the car too, which I forgot. I don't know. TikTok told me. You know, yeah. I had to test it out myself to see if it's real.
I can't believe it. So yes, I'm not going to microwave metal because I'm still scared of it. But if you think about it, like the microwave is made of metal. So like, why wouldn't you be able to do it? So, yeah. So study up on that and start microwaving your food in metal bowls, but not square plates because that'll sizzle. Did you see Drew Barrymore and Oprah Marie on the couch?
Do you know what I love about Drew? She gets like really cozy on her couch.
So this is her. This is her.
When they were holding their hands.
Raping Oprah's hand.
Wait, but that was like a really, really awkward hold. Like you would go like this, or like put like your hand on top of her. You know how like you're telling a story and like you grab someone like this? She was like, and love just her. The way they were holding it looked awkward. Like it didn't look natural. Like it looked uncomfortable. But I love how she gets cozy on her couch. And she like sits on her couch like she's in her home.
Yeah,
I like the cozy feel of her talk show.
She's getting a lot of backlash. Not just because, I mean, she's been doing this for ever since she had her show.
Like she grabbed Oprah.
No, Oprah. She grabs everyone. Like she gets up in their face. Like and like it's like like gets off her chair and like sits next to them and like grabs them and holds them. And everyone's like saying, "Have some." I think when Oprah is like the nail that hit the coffin for her because everyone's like Oprah's so godly and she's felt like you know opening.
Oh, it's like you don't touch Oprah.
Yeah, like harassing Oprah. And she was like holding hands and telling, getting so emotional her story. I understand that. But like, I did understand like when people touch me like for a long period of time that like it's not like warranted. I'm like, get the
who touches you for a long period of time?
A few people.
Besides me.
You don't do that. But it's like, I don't know. Just like, it feels like I could feel the uncomfortableness in Oprah's like
ew.
Wanting to pull away.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I mean, it was like, you know, look, she was like grabbing the arm and holding and rubbing it and trying to tell a story. I understand that's part of her like act.
I would grab over too. I'd be like, bitch, write me a check.
I would want it to osmosis. I'd want it to like rub off on me.
Mm-hmm.
I used to find a cement table.
I'm still waiting for Drew to ask me on her show. She can grab me. I don't care.
Do you think she's going to grab you as much as she did Oprah?
No, because I'm not Oprah. She probably is not going to want to touch me because she thinks I smell or something.
What is Oprah promoting? She's on every show wearing purple outfits.
I don't know. Google it.
I'm going to Google it.
Why would she have to promote anything? She's Oprah. And why do you have to work? And why are you even doing anything? You are worth billions of dollars. Like, if that were me, I would be on an island with my friends and family. Nobody has to pay for shit. And we just, like, live heaven on earth.
I think it's her new book, Conversations with God. A dialogue.
Oh, she talks to God? Oprah would talk to God.
Knows him. She knows him. A dialogue on truth and Oprah's spiritual journey. Beware of
Oprah Catholic?
Beware of book Oprah is pushing. Oh my God, drama.
Stop. Conspiracy theorists already.
Yeah, I mean, Oprah. No, I don't. Oprah's, I'm sure she's.
I didn't even know she's Catholic.
Well, I'm sure she's something. I mean, everyone believes in God of some sort. They just call everyone different.
Not everyone believes in God.
All different flavors of God.
Oh, so I'm going to get to my cameos. I've been so bad with my cameos. I missed like 30 cameos. But then I'm like, wait, this is like great presents for like our crusaders to like give to other crusaders. And so I'm going to be on top of my game, you guys. I missed literally 30 cameos, but I'm going to get back on today, I decided. And I'm going to get all those done. Joey, you should too.
Because
we need to give the gift of giving for Christmas and the holidays. And everybody wants to hear from our drunk asses.
Yeah, so if you want to get a special shout, I bought a cameo this week. I've been shopping on cameo myself.
Oh yeah, I get stuff for Gianni.
I have 4 cameos right now.
I got him a golf guy once.
I got Paula Deen.
And then I got Sting for Lorenzo, freaking $600 for Sting. Yeah, the wrestler.
Oh, I thought you meant the singer.
There's a singer Sting.
What? Yes, he's the most famous singer from the 80s.
Well, you were born in like the 70s.
I was born in the 70s. I'm a Gen Xer.
Ew, are you?
Yeah, I'm Gen X. And then there's Millennial. I'm the last year.
Millennials are the best.
I'm 1979, so I'm one of the last years of Gen X.
Oh my God, you're like freaking Titanic age.
I know.
Crazy.
But yeah, Cap, we're not on the app. So if you have to go to the website, so get on your computer or go to your website on your browser on your phone and type in cameo.com and then search Snoopy or myself's name. And that's how you get it. Cause we're not on the website. We're not on the app. But yeah, it's the gift that keeps on giving. If you're not doing it, I don't know what
book
you're doing.
Book a stare.
Yeah.
And then oh my God. So all my little elves at the Snoopy shop, we're getting so many orders of my, tapestries. So it's like my big me arrested, like you could put in the back of your bed, or it's me on the beach, like going crazy. So getting those orders at Mama's, and then I have my Snooki boxes, my holiday boxes. So I literally, we are just like the workshop at the North Pole at the Snooki shop.
Wait, I was dying. That picture of you.
And I'm still not in Long Island.
Didn't anyone call and tell everyone?
No Crusaders called the town, and no, you guys didn't do your job. You got to do your job for us and call the town, or if you know someone in town and say, hurry up, the Snooki shop wants to open.
The thing of you in the towel, that picture of you with the towel making your face like this, like, was the funniest thing I think I've ever seen you do, ever.
Wait, but that was the same face that I made when I was arrested.
I know. It was perfect.
So when I made that face, I didn't know if it was right. And then I looked at the picture and I howled. Like, I did such a good job with that face.
I know. I was.
Oh, good person.
I was dying.
Can you do my face? Do it.
It went just. What were you drinking?
Did you ever get arrested?
Yeah, but not like that. I got arrested prom weekend in Wildwood, New Jersey.
Why?
Underage drinking.
Oh yes, yeah, so you kind of did. We both went to jail for.
But I wasn't really drunk. I was just acting like I was drunk. I didn't drink in high school. I was just around the board because all the cute boys were drinking. I
you
to
didn't
be
drink in high school.
Well, not really. I mean, like here and there, I would. But
I was a freaking party queen.
I don't think I got really fucked up. How do I order this?
Well, you are also 2 pounds.
I know. I want to reorder these. See these glasses I have? Do you think I should get those? I think I want to get these glasses, but in the transition lenses so they turn like light brown when I'm in the sun so I look like the Unabomber.
Oh, I have those.
The transition?
So mine turns for my car. So mine turns like a dark.
Oh.
Like a charcoal.
I'm so excited, but does it look like...
Should we get LASIK?
I want that. That's what I really want.
I don't know. I like my glasses. Like the ones I'm wearing right now, they have my prescription in them. But like, I like my glasses, I feel. And I really don't think like I can sit there and just watch a fucking needle go into my eyeball and slice it open.
You don't watch it. Your eyes are closed. I mean, they're not closed, but like.
Your eyes are open. And you see it coming at your eyeball. They slice it open. No, I'd rather be blind.
I don't think you can see. And they give you Xanax before you go in there. So it's like.
I never took a Xanax. I'm going to dren.
Oh, you would love. No, Xanax is the best. You'd be so relaxed.
On a Xanax?
Oh my God. It's like a hug from like, it's like a hug from Rocky from heaven. It's like the coziest, happiest thing you can ever have in your life.
A Xanax?
Yes. It makes everything better.
I think I would only take a Xanax like if I have like bad hangover anxiety. Cause when I'm hungover, I think of the worst things and I just want it to stop. Like I think of dying and then I think of space and how it never ends and we're just a speck. And then I think of like Rocky dying. I just think of the most horrible things you could think of, I think, when I'm hungover. So that's when I need Xanax.
Transitions, here we go.
Are you transitioning?
I'm transitioning my lenses right now. No, I'm ordering these glasses. I'm on framesdirect.com right now. Trying to get glasses. I never buy full price glasses. I'm not promoting them because this is actually the one I don't like. I actually like EyeBuy Direct. That's my favorite one. EyeBuy Direct. That's the best one. I buy all my sunglasses, all my prescription sunglasses. They're the best company. Frames Direct, I'm using today because that's where I got these ones. they fucked me over with shipping. They took forever to come, so that's why I didn't like them. The glasses are fine and the prices are good, but it's like it took forever to come. And that once that happens, I turn into a crazy Karen beast and I start saying obscenities on the phone, like, you've ruined my, not only ruined my day, but you've ruined my life. I hope you know I'm gonna spread the word about this and ruin your company. It's like I get violent.
If they fuck Wait, me. I had a Karen attack my store.
Who was it?
This what did girl, you do wrong? I put my Santa, I'm a good person, or no, Santa Wears the Beach, my new ugly sweater that I sell at the Snooki shop. It's the white one. It's the new design that I have this year. So it says Santa, and I'm in the sand crawling, you know, before I got arrested. And I said, Santa Wears the Beach. And then I put, like, you know, all the ornaments and everything, and it said naughty. And this girl, Laura, wrote a complaint to the town complaining about my store, saying it's inappropriate. And the children are seeing this and they need to take it down. Just basically just like complaining about my store. So I had to go on the Madison page of the town and like do like a full statement. Like, I'm so sorry that I offended you. You know, it's just like a silly, ugly sweater shirt. Like, oh my God. So I got attacked.
How did they receive your reply? Did anyone reply back saying, listen, you fake bitch, you're lying?
No, everyone said, we love you and we love this movie shop. I love Madison. Everyone's always so nice. I mean, obviously, when I first opened, like, people thought I was going to be like a strip club or something. But then they realized I'm like a mom and I'm normal and I'm just trying to sell clothes. So Madison has, the town has always been so nice to me. I love being in Madison in the Snooki shop. And I've been there for 5 years. How crazy.
That's not, wait, how old, oh, you're everything. I wish that we could have a time standstill. Like, I wish, of course, I wish I could have, like, go back to, like, another part in time and then have time standstill. Like, I wouldn't want time right now. Actually, I want Bay to travel back in time with me and until mommy was awake and then pause time back.
Oh, yeah.
But I also want the money I have now. Like, if I could take Bay and my money and go back to when mommy was around and then pause my life, that's where I'd want to pause it. And then you know how much shit I buy my mother? Me and my mother were getting like breast implants every weekend, wiling out.
Do you think mommy would love your man?
Yeah. She was wild.
Let's bring her back.
Will you get a hologram of her for me? Like Connie did for her, what's her name's dead dad?
I think that would make you worse.
You know what's so fucked up about Apple Pay and mostly Apple Pay? It's the best thing in the world, but literally you don't even have to press anything. You don't have to enter your address. You don't have to enter your credit card
number. Address?
Address? Where am I from,
Bill? Where are you from? Address? Ew. I like how you said that.
It was weird. But you don't have to enter anything. And it's like, it just, you can click and buy. Like, I just bought glasses. They had my, and they had all my prescription info in there. As we were talking, I'm sure that you couldn't even pay attention. No one was even noticed that I was shopping. I want to express.
No, I could tell. So I went to the store and I totally forgot that I forgot my wallet because I put it in another purse. And I'm just like, holy shit. Like, you know, I was buying like 100 things and I'm like, oh, I don't have my wallet. And they were like, do you have Apple Pay? And I'm like, yeah, I've never used Apple Pay in store before. And I literally just went like this, boop. And I was done. I was like, holy shit, you don't even need a freaking wallet to go out. You can literally pay on your phone. You can do everything on your phone. That's why this new movie's scary.
Wait a second.
Did you watch the movie?
What movie?
The movie about the internet going out and everything and Wi-Fi. And then it was
yes, Julia Roberts.
Did you watch it?
Yes.
Everyone's saying it's happening. Can you imagine us without cell phones and like internet? People will go nuts.
Well, it wasn't that the scary part. I mean, of course, like it would come back eventually because we have a bunch of wizards working in the world. And there's like people like, what's his face? Elon Musk, that who knows how to turn the internet back on. But it's like the weird part was the fucking animals. Like, why were those pigeons up in the bathtub?
That's what so this was based on a book. I kind of want to read the book. Well, I'm not going to read it. I'm going to get the audio thing. But I want to know that as well. Why were the deer just staring at, like, were the deer trying to like eat them? Or was the deer like trying to like talk to them?
What were they called? Flamingos? They started swimming in the pool.
Yeah, the flamingos. Like, where'd they come from?
And then that woman.
So many unanswered questions.
I wonder if that woman who was screaming in Spanish, like what she was going through.
Right. Like, what was she saying? There's so many unanswered things that pisses me off. That's why, like, I didn't like it at all. And then the ending, I'm like, I wanted, like, more of it because I love End of the World movies.
Yeah.
And it's just like, oh, show
on, cool, and that was
she's
it.
In the bunker. Everything pissed me off. I didn't like it.
There was no ending. Like, there was, like, nothing happened to everyone. Like, if they were still stuck in the house, safe, getting in fights with each other, there was nothing bad happened to anyone.
But everyone's saying it's a warning for the future. Do you know who made that movie?
Reverend Al Sharpton?
The Obamas.
They did?
Barack and Michelle Obama.
How did I guess? I mean, not that this is Reverend Al Sharpton, but it's
literally
a powerful gay, it's a powerful black
American figure. I went on a TikTok rabbit hole about it, and there were 666 everywhere in the beginning. So that's like the devil, what? And then the kid was wearing the shirt Obey. So it's like Obey, like, you know, I just think it was like a fear movie to like get everyone afraid and fearful because everyone's freaking out now.
Oh my goodness.
We need a bunker.
I know, but are we going to have the internet there? Like, how does she have internet in that bunker then? That's where all the internet was? For the rest
of the bunker?
She watched the last episode of Friends.
Well, it was a DVD.
Oh, that's what it was?
There was a whole bunch of DVDs. But there was a computer that was like writing updates saying, stay inside. There's nuclear war outside. Like, you're going to die. So I want a bunker. I've been begging to get a bunker.
I mean, we saw
ever it. Since I became like a Walking Dead fan, I want a bunker.
Well, you have one. That pool you just put in your backyard, just put a roof in there.
That bunker has a pool.
I know, but you already dug the hole. So just like, just put a roof on top of it and a little entryway. And then you already have the hole dug. So if it comes,
you know what I'm thinking? Like, say I did you a bunker. The guy who built it, if shit's going down, he's going to come and shoot my entire family and take my bunker.
Yeah.
Right?
You have to build it yourself.
But how am I going to build a bunker?
That's what I'm saying. You already have the hole. They just have them just lie and say it's a big ass pool. And then then figure out how to make a roof on top.
Maybe we can YouTube how to build a bunker. Yeah. And it could be a huge bunker so we can invite all the crusaders. And we could just like drink Messy Mama for the rest of our lives.
Oh, well, I hope it doesn't come. This isn't our last show before our last entry before Christmas. Before the holiday, is it? No, what time is it? What day is it?
Wait, I just felt like that dog in the memes.
Hold on. Alexa, how many more days till Christmas?
Like 4.
11 days.
Oh, well, just to let you guys know, next week, is it next week? Next week will be our last episode because then we're off for the Christmas and then the following week.
So right? Next week is our big Christmas episode, our extravaganza.
Yeah, we're going to do big Christmas fun stuff.
Can we do it in person? You're not going to have time.
I don't know.
Do you know I live right by the theater, right by the studio? It's a block away.
Oh, I know.
One block away. Well, this has been
Why
lovely.
Don't you just come over and then we'll go to Luca.
Okay, good. Well, this has been lovely, everyone. I have to go to the bathroom. I've been drinking coffee. And it's going right through me.
Well, I have to go watching my alien show while I wrap Christmas presents. So I love you, bitches. Happy holidays. Oh, my God. What if they want to send presents to us?
Send them to my office.
I don't have a P.O. box anymore.
Send it to my office.
If you guys want to send us presents, send it to Barstool. Joey.
Send it to 333 7th Avenue, 2nd floor. Attention, Joey Camasta or Sloopy Marie. Pardon. And
and if you want to send any presents or like cards, you could send it to the Sookie Shop. Duh.
Oh wait, yeah.
Yeah, the Sookie Shop, 32 Main Street, Madison, New Jersey, 07940.
You heard it here first.
Okay. Can't wait to see you.
Happy Hanukkah to all our Jewish Kiki Crusaders.
Happy Hanukkah.
It's been Hanukkahs all week.
My dad, his last girlfriend was Jewish, and Hanukkah was just so amazing to experience.
Yeah, it's a festival.
I loved it. So happy Hanukkah, Kwanzaa, Merry Christmas.
Yeah.
And we'll get your drink on. Celebrate. I'm sure a lot of you Crusaders are going to have Christmas parties this weekend. So don't go too crazy where HR is going to email you on Monday saying we got to sit down.
It's happening.